It is Tuesday, November 12, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, art for you and possibly art by you. Antoinette will talk to the artistic eye behind a new exhibit of photographs exploring street art in Beirut. And I'll take a quick tour of the Community Creative Center, where everybody and anybody is encouraged to make art.
And in about 7 minutes on Ozarks, research into the water quality of Beaver Lake by scientists at the University of Arkansas.
First, though Arkansas-based Heifer International doesn't have any Arkansans on the ground in the Philippines, the organization is making adjustments to its project operations in the country following the aftermath of a deadly typhoon. Allison Stevens is a spokesperson at the organization's Little Rock headquarters.
We've deployed a team from the north that was not affected by the typhoon to travel to the central region to do project assessment and try to get tighter communications or make communications or direct communication with our farmers. We were going to also send a team from the southern region, but because of a tropical depression that is happening, they've been delayed in that transportation.
Although damage assessments are ongoing, officials with Heifer International anticipate project participants have suffered significant loss of property, including houses and livestock. While severe weather does have an impact on the group's projects in developing countries, Stephen says the Heifer staff realizes the group works in environmentally sensitive areas. She also says in the past few years, the group has developed a community disaster risk reduction plan.
It's an integral part of the training that our families receive. And really what it does is it starts to highlight that when disaster strikes, the best thing that communities can do is look out for each other, help each other secure their property, help them secure important documents, and then really use what is the buddy system to then, once the storm passes, check on each other, band together, share resources. And we found that from Typhoon Bopha, which hit the Philippines in December of last year, that disaster reduction training was very helpful in helping our families start their rehabilitation earlier.
Stephen says Heifer officials expect to have damage assessments complete by the week's end, at which point the organization can make adjustments to its efforts in the Philippines in the short and long-term time frames.
The city of Bentonville recently received a grant from the Endeavor Foundation to help expand pedestrian infrastructure in the city. Troy Galloway, the city's director of community development, says the grant from the foundation, which will be formally accepted by the city council tonight, will give more than $70,000 to the project.
We're going to couple that money with some community development block grant funding that the city gets on an annual basis to construct sidewalks on both sides of Southeast 6th Street, from Main Street running eastward to the vicinity of F or G Street. And really that takes us from downtown Bentonville to the city's newest park, which is Austin Baggett Park, which is a little neighborhood park that's in the southeast part of downtown Bentonville.
Galloway says the sidewalk project is crucial to expanding the walkable infrastructure in that part of town.
Well, when you look at the southeast part of downtown Bentonville, there are very few sidewalks. So there is a trail that runs east to west through this neighborhood, but the shortcoming is there's not a good network of sidewalks to get people to and from downtown and to the trail network. So this particular sidewalk will help to begin to build some of that sidewalk infrastructure necessary to make those areas more pedestrian-friendly for the folks that live there.
Galloway says without the grant from the Endeavor Foundation, which will cover about three-quarters of the sidewalk construction cost, the project would not be moving forward at this time.
While this has turned out to be a record-breaking year for the volume of corn grown in Arkansas, corn prices are down sharply. The state averaged 182 bushels per acre this year. Jason Kelly, an agronomist with the University of Arkansas's Division of Agriculture, says prices a year ago, though, were near $8 a bushel. This year, he says they're below $5, and he says that will have growers struggling.
I think that for that now in this coming year, producers will probably be a little more stingy with the money they spend on the crop. We're looking at hopefully we could get close to $5 a bushel for 2014, and may not get there. So I think from this coming year, producers are going to have good yields to be able to break even.
Kelly says while cool, wet weather delayed the planting of corn, he says conditions the rest of the year were ideal, leading to the record harvest.
Polls are open today in Fayetteville. Voters are being asked three questions on the ballot. One, to pay off existing bonds used to fund construction of the Fayetteville Town Center. Two, to fund up to $6.9 million of the expansion of the Walton Arts Center's Fayetteville campus. And three, to fund up to $3.5 million of development of the Regional Park Project off of Cato Springs Road. In effect, voters are being asked to extend the current hotel, motel, and restaurant tax instead of being asked to enact a new tax. Polls are open until 7:30 this evening, and to find your polling location, you can visit voterview.org.
Poultry giant Cargill is making a commitment to donate more than 11,000 turkeys to food banks, the Salvation Army, and other charitable organizations this holiday season. According to thecitywire.com, the turkeys are worth more than $200,000. The 11,000 turkeys are in addition to the regular annual turkey donations the company gives to charitable organizations in areas near its turkey processing facilities across the country and near its corporate headquarters in Wichita and Minneapolis. In Arkansas, the turkeys will be distributed by the food banks in Bethel Heights and Little Rock, and the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma will receive turkeys for victims of this year's spring tornadoes in Moore, Oklahoma.
The Arkansas soccer team is heading to the NCAA tournament for the first time in the program's 28-year history. Arkansas, 13-8 on the season, will meet Oklahoma State Friday in the first round of the 64-team bracket. The match is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock Friday night in Stillwater, Oklahoma. OSU enters the tournament with a 9-6-6 record. Meanwhile, the John Brown University women's soccer team will host Wayland Baptist this afternoon at 2 in a semifinal match in the Sooner Athletic Conference tournament.
Tonight, clear. Lows will be around 15 in northwest Arkansas, 23 for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs from 47 to 51 across the region. And tomorrow night, clear with lows from 23 to 27.